Thanks for sending us your email. Having produced issues, etc. for more than 15 years, I can tell you that we've never received email response like this. Unfortunately, we simply can't reply to all of your email. So here's a way that I can almost guarantee a response to your question or comment. Call the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. It's available for your questions or comments 24/7, 618-223-8384.
I think it's a privilege to call yourself a Scientologist, and it's something that you have to earn. And because a Scientologist does, he or she has the ability to create new and better realities and improve conditions. We are the authorities on getting people off drugs. We are the authorities on the mind. We are the authorities on improving conditions. Criminon, we can rehabilitate criminals. Way to Happiness, we can bring peace and unite cultures.
That's Tom Cruise. He's not only a famous actor, he's also a famous Scientologist. And as you can tell from that clip, he's rather enthusiastic about it. He believes that Scientology holds the key to, as he said, creating new realities and new conditions, crime, drugs, mental health, happiness, you name it. Scientology apparently has it. Joining us to talk about Scientology, it is stranger than it sounds, Dr. John Sound. He's pastor of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Winchester, Virginia, and he's author of an article in the latest issue of Higher Things magazine on Scientology titled Not So New Age. Pastor Sound, welcome to Issues Etc.
Hi, Todd. Good to be with you.
Tell us the story of John Travolta, the tragic death of one of his sons, who we found out had been autistic. Why was it such a break for Travolta, as a Scientologist, to admit to that?
He was a firm believer in Scientology, and Scientology teaches that no one should go and take the help of medicine for any kind of sickness. And I remember that they were vacationing, and he has been suffering with that. And since he's a firm believer in Scientology, and he was so hesitant to do anything for his son, and eventually the news came that he passed away. But then, he was very much upset about it, and then he was going against the belief of Scientology, and it was a big news. So, being an autistic, his own son, and he was unable to give any kind of medical help, and created a great trouble in his own mind and life, and that made the great news that he was unable to help his own son.
Scientology is an odd, in some ways very difficult to understand, often maybe even difficult to believe some of the beliefs that are held by Scientologists. Let's begin with some basics, if we could. What does Scientology teach man is?
Scientology, it teaches that, you know, it's like man is a spiritual being, and it just starts with man is a spiritual being, and then goes on to say that man has a mind, and then goes on to say that both mind and spirit occupy a body. And that means that, you know, human beings are basically good, and they are immortal beings, and that they can keep on working at acquiring the happiness and that they have to gain day by day in their life, and eventually they can attain that state in their life through the help of Scientology.
What is man's basic problem, according to Scientology's teachings?
The basic problem is that man does not have a good understanding of who he is. Scientology states that they have a good understanding of what the universe is, but then they do not have a good understanding and the potential of being a human being. So they have to strive. They have to do everything by themselves, and they have to figure out. They have to find out their potential, and they have the highest potential possible because they are a spiritual being. And so Scientology says that don't give up, and here is something that we can help you with and help you to attain the maximum potential, which means that you can gain the maximum happiness in your life. so that you can understand who you are in this universe.
And who is that? I mean, these are all based, of course, in the teachings of L. Ron Hubbard, Scientology's founder, but what they actually teach man not only is, but what his basic problem is pretty bizarre stuff. What do they think man's problem is, according to, I guess you could say, the fiction of L. Ron Hubbard?
Hubbard kind of, he was a guy who was working on the human mind, and he was trying to figure out, how this human mind is influencing, trying to bring the psychology and also combining various other Eastern religions, and to see that how the human mind is affected by all these things. So the humans are basically kind of messed up in the sense of that the greatest the potential for them is that trying to find out how they can lead a life of survival in the universe, because they're having all these problems and failures in their lives, and so they're unable to function in a way that they can see themselves having all these kinds of happiness in their lives.
What is Dianetics? That's usually the introduction that most people have to Scientology, a famous book by L. Ron Hubbard that's still selling like hotcakes. What is the theory of Dianetics?
Dianetics, I think it comes from the two, the words, Greek words that we say that dia means through, and then nous meaning that mind or soul, so which means that Dianetics is what the mind or the soul is doing to the body. So which means that, he is a spirit. It's not that man does not have a spirit, but man is a spirit, and then goes on to say that he has a mind and he has a body. So which means that Dianetics sort of addresses and handles the effects of the spirit on the body. That's the way they look at it. So what the soul is doing to the body through the mind, what the soul is doing to the body through the mind. And so they're kind of talking about the emotions, the sensations, the accident, and then they talk about the psychosomatic illnesses, and then the aggravation, mental stress, and all these things. And that's what Dianetics basically talks about. What the mind can do to the body.
So the problem really is that this immortal soul also possesses a mind and a body, kind of gets in its own way, and needs to be cleansed of. I think L. Ron Hubbard would have called them engrams, these kind of negative images embedded in the mind of the Scientologist. How are those things cleansed? How is this kind of enlightenment or this clear state achieved?
Yeah, he talks about some kind of images that he kind of talks about the time tracks, and he wants to help the people in such a way that there are some negative images that every human being has, so there should be a way to get rid of the negative images. So for that, he comes up with the theory that everybody has got this two minds. One is the analytical mind, and then the other one is the reactive mind. And so he goes on to say that the analytical mind is the one that sorts of takes all these images and analyzes them, and then it also comes up with all these survival oriented solutions for the human being. And then he goes on to say that when the analytical mind is asleep, then there is the the reactive mind that's kicking in, and the reactive mind is the one that stores all these mental images, and that he calls as the engrams. And the engrams are sort of destructive, and they are such as the pain or the depression or the humiliation or the failures that a human might have. So he calls them as the engrams. So how does one is going to get rid of the engrams, the negative images? So that's where the auditors come into the picture. So you go to an auditor, and then you know, the auditing process, and then so you know they are in a pre-clear situation, and then the e-meter is the one that helps the auditor to find out what kind of pain and depression, humiliation the engrams are. So when you hold those two terminals where there is a very light kind of electricity passes through it, and then it shows the auditor that where the problem is. So you have to work through this engram one by one, one by one. And so to me, that it'll be a never-ending process for a human being. So it's going to go on maybe all through their life, and the auditor kind of sees these things and then tries to help the pre-clear so that they will be eventually in a, be cleared of all these engrams.
Well, now, when we come back, there are those who are presented by Scientology as the epitome of this process. They are not only clear, they are Scientologists par excellence. We heard from one of them a few minutes ago, actor Tom Cruise, who considers himself and is considered within the circle of Scientology as a success story. Here's a man who has everything Scientology promises. He is wealthy. He appears to be, well, at least in his own estimation, well-adjusted, mentally firm. He does express a little disdain for people who don't. And he seems to be a success story for Scientology. We'll see what Dr. John Sound has to say about that as we continue our conversation with him on this Tuesday afternoon, March the 15th, talking about Scientology. He's pastor of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Winchester, Virginia, and author of an article in the latest issue of Higher Things magazine titled Not So New Age. When we come back, 10 more minutes with Dr. John Sound, then Robert Spencer will join us in the second hour of the program. We'll talk about those congressional hearings on the radicalization of U.S. Muslims. After that, Dr. Uwe Simonetto will join us. We'll see what he has to say about liberal Protestantism and Muslim extremism. He's written recently about how liberal Protestantism may be an ally of extremist Islam. Stay tuned. Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on the 2011 International Academy of Apologetics, Evangelism, and Human Rights in Strasbourg, France.
The listeners to Issues Etc. already have had contact through the program with lecturers who will be in Strasbourg this next summer. Craig Parton, myself, Dr. Minuge, Angus Minuge, Adam Francisco, and these lecturers are people who have defended the faith, who know how to defend the faith, and who are marvelous communicators. And so, if a listener to this program wants to learn how to present the case for Christianity in a secular situation, the 2 weeks in the French Rhineland with us would be an absolutely ideal way to achieve this.
You can find out more about the International Academy of Apologetics, Evangelism, and Human Rights, July 5th through the 16th in Strasbourg, France, at apologeticsacademy.eu.
Truth-centered mission outreach. You're listening to Issues Etc.
It was the day after Christmas in 1538 when family and friends who were gathered around Luther's table heard him say, "There is no finer gift that a parent can give to a child than an education in the liberal arts." For over 100 years, St. Paul's Lutheran School in Brookfield, Illinois, has been emphasizing the six chief parts and the seven liberal arts, providing classical education in the Lutheran tradition. Visit our website at spbrookfield.org or call 708-485-0650.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's Tuesday, March the 15th. We're talking Scientology with Dr. John Sound, pastor of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Winchester, Virginia, author of an article in Higher Things magazine titled Not So New Age. So far, we've talked about the basic teachings of Scientology and their means of ridding someone of their engrams. Eventually, you get to be clear. Eventually, if you're really good at it, you get to be like Tom Cruise, who is the poster child today for Scientology. They have hailed him, given the actor their highest award that Scientology can give, and he is a very vocal proponent, not only of its teachings, but its ideas and of its potential. So, Dr. Sound, someone says, here's Tom Cruise, picture of what Scientology can do, proof of concept, walking around, success, fame, all those things that Scientology promises you. And I got to know, how do you respond to that? It's hard to argue with success.
Well, you know, this is the one thing that kind of, you know, gives us some kind of doubt there. So when you see a person who is successful, and when you see a person that having all this wealth and he's a Hollywood figure and all those things and having the fame and fortune and things like that, that does not per se constitutes a sort of the ultimate happiness, but that's how Scientology looks at that way, that they have the wealth and they have the fortune and the fame and they have gone through the process working through the E-meter and the auditors and the concept of Dianetics, and they are able to achieve a state which is ultimately has brought them to this state of mind. But then that's not so, because Scientology does not reveal the inner meaning of who the human being is, what causes them to be like that. It kind of takes away the things that would cause, in a sort of all these failures, but then just kind of looks at the surface that, okay, if you're going to have all this money and fortune and fame, then you are fine. And that's what Scientology is gearing the humans to go toward, that, you know, having all these things is the only way that you are going to have the ultimate happiness. But internally, they might be suffering from so many things. They might still have the engrams, but you do not know that. You do not know that. But at the outset, the church may sort of declare that, they are the thetans and they have been declared clear because they have gone through the process.
Is there any concept of God in Scientology?
There is no concept of God in Scientology, and they say that it's only the urge, the urge toward an existence. They call it as the infinity. The infinity is the one that you have to always focus on to go toward that. But per se, there is no concept of a God in Scientology. They have a creed, but then it is not like the creed that we have in Christianity.
So how similar, in your estimation, Dr. Sound, is Scientology, which is, at least in its teachings according to L. Ron Hubbard, a very recent religious movement? How similar is it to the Eastern religions it seems to have so much affinity for?
The Eastern religion, especially like, you know, I grew up in India, although I was a third-generation Lutheran back in India, and my mom taught in a Lutheran school, but the culture in which I was growing was influencing other people. And the Western culture today, you know, it has borrowed so many Eastern philosophies and theologies into our living. And you see that. And Scientology has embraced such a thing because they want to combine the things that are out there, such as the occult and the cult and the Eastern philosophies, and then sort of bringing some kind of Christian imitation to it, and by saying that, you are not like the teaching of the Hinduism, that you are reincarnated, but then there are some past lives that you wear, so you can go back and then kind of comb through the past life. And then you are in this state right now. So how are you going to make use of the current life and achieve the highest state of happiness? So they have not totally embraced the concept of reincarnation from Hinduism, but then they do say that you have had past life, but then your goal right now is to make this current life to be the one of ultimate happiness.
contrast that, if you would, all of these teachings we've talked about here so far, with what Holy Scripture teaches, with what the Christian faith teaches. In fact, it's been asserted by none other than Tom Cruise, highly esteemed as even within Scientology. He said you can be a Christian Scientology, you can be a Buddhist Scientologist. Scientology, he says, is not a religion, it's a way of life. Is there a fundamental incompatibility between what Scientology teaches and what Christianity teaches?
That's what makes the attraction for the people who are just kind of, you know, hanging out loose in the, you know, in the society. Because, you know, that's an opening for them. So when you say that, oh, you can be a Christian, you can be a Buddhist, you can be a Hindu, you can be who you are, but then still you can embrace Scientology because that we are going to help you through all these things so you can still practice who you are. But then, you know, at the same time, you can make use of Scientology. That kind of defeats the whole purpose of who we are. That, you know, our creed and, you know, our confessions and our scripture says that, you know, we are here in this world as a creator in God's image, and that, you know, we have fallen into sin, and that the only way that, we can have a place with God is through the work of Christ and is a salvific act on the cross, whereas Scientology does not even go there. It gives the people the freedom. You can still be a Christian, which means that Christianity is not capable of getting rid of those all kinds of humiliation, the engrams. So, you know, we are here to help you to do that. So, you know, there are some people who are even being attracted by this. It's because it is a big opening for them. So it's the freedom. I think I kind of remember that as reading about, you know, how there was one guy who was practicing Roman Catholicism and he saw himself that, oh, my religion is not helping me, but I can turn to Scientology and maybe Scientology is going to help me to achieve a better state in my life. So that's the kind of thing that sucks people into Scientology.
You write, the answer to our anxieties, problems, worries, cares, and concerns is not found in auditing, but in Christ who has overcome them all. With about a minute here, Dr. Sound, what do you mean?
It is like, you know, that's what our scripture reveals to us very clearly. It reveals to us very clearly that humans cannot save themselves. They cannot save themselves, not even by doing good works. It's impossible for us to save ourselves. It is only through the work of Christ on the cross. And you know, we are in the season of Lent here, and God has given us this, the most precious time for us to focus on how our Lord Christ went to the cross as a substitute. I always love that word, the substitutionary atonement, whereby he has absorbed all our sins and all our failures and everything, and he has taken to the cross so that he can give us a clean slate, and he has given us the gift of faith, which always receives the blessings of God. When we confess our sins, Christ our Lord always forgives us and gives us to be as an heir and co-heir with Christ before the Father, as we say that he has reconciled us with the Father, so that he's all in all, the one who does everything for us in our day-to-day life, and ultimately when we die, a place with him in heaven.
Dr. John Sound is pastor of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Winchester, Virginia, and he's authored an article in the latest issue of Higher Things magazine titled Not So New Age. You can find out more about this magazine for high school and college-age youth under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. Dr. Sound, thank you for your time.
Thanks a lot.
When we come back, it's hour two of Issues Etc. on this Tuesday afternoon, March the 15th. Robert Spencer of Jihad Watch will be our guest. We'll talk about congressional hearings on the radicalization of Muslims in the U.S. There's been a lot of blowback on that. Dr. Uwe Simonetto will stay with the same theme. We'll talk about how liberal Protestantism may have, through its liberal Bible scholarship, handed radical Islam an apologetic weapon against Christianity and, in fact, encouraged radical Islam in violence against Christians in the latter decades. Dr. Uwe Simonetta will be our guest. Then Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris will round off the second hour of the program. We'll talk with her about a New York Times essay contest on modern love and what we can learn, good and bad, from it. Hour two of Issues Etc. live this Tuesday, coming up here in just a few minutes. You can join us for the next hour, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or send us a tweet at issuesetc. Christianity is, in many ways, in the most important ways, so different from things like Scientology, but perhaps most profoundly, in what it promises. Scientology says you can find the answer within, just clear away the rubble and the refuse of your mental life, and there you will find yourself living up to your full potential, happy, well-adjusted. Christianity promises nothing of the kind, nothing in you whatsoever, no happiness, no well-adjustment, no bright future. Everything, the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation, is found outside you in Jesus Christ. We'll be right back with Hour 2.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.